morning, Patriots. And good morning, all those amazing mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day. You know, I'm going to tell you something. This is a really a great day, and we need to celebrate it in such a better way. What does better mean? Better means just truly honoring the gift of birth. We don't exist unless we have our mothers. That's the truth. And I hope everybody has a great mom. And if your mom has passed, then I hope that you had a great mom. And to all these, honor moms for all that they are, truly. I'm blessed. I have an amazing mother who's still alive and in great health. And she's always been an amazing mother. It's one of those things that I consider myself one of the greatest gifts one could have, is somebody who never stops being a mother and has lived to be a mother, to nurture, to be part of that center point of the family, and to truly be that cohesive point in the family that keeps everything together. She's the peacemaker, she's the nurturer, all those things. And if we could just get back to that place where that is so honored. I know that in this day and age, we have so much pressing on women to go into the front lines of combat or go to work and be the lead breadwinner of the family. And while economically, there's some of those things that we can't control, I will tell you that having had grown up in a family where the traditional roles were in place, it makes a difference. It makes a difference to have a mom that is there. And it makes a difference to have a mom that is nurturing all the time. So God gave us those roles for a reason. And it's something to honor and celebrate. And so I wish all of the mothers out there a very happy, happy day. You deserve it all. And all of the people that are out there that are celebrating with mothers, make it a happy day. For those that don't have children, you're still a mom in a different way, because if you're a woman, you're nurturing. It's part of your nature. So don't forget that. Nurturing and raising and protecting is just part of the nature of being a woman. And I'm kind of speaking of this definitely. I'm just going to be clear here. I'm speaking of this from a guy's point of view. So no funniness here. It's like, how come Scott knows about women like that? No, not doing transgender flips. Don't worry about that. That's not happening on this show. Oh, my goodness. What a crazy time. Seriously. I mean, like, we have beautiful gift of motherhood, and you have, like, guys going, I think I'm going to be a woman now. You're like, no, you're not. Don't even start. You're an idiot. Just go away. Go away. You weren't born that way. It's not going to be in you. God gave women a beautiful gift of nurturing. I don't care how many hormone blockers you take or whatever else you take. It ain't happening. Holy cow. This is a day to celebrate. And you know, the other thing too that it needs to be acknowledged, and I've said it before, but on this day, it's truly a beautiful thing. When we look across this fight, across this nation right now, it has been women who have stepped up into the fight. And I'm convinced that a lot of this, when we see the women who defended their businesses, they've spoken out boldly against a tyrannical government. A lot of that comes from the fact of the nurturing side of the woman. They're protecting their family by virtue of their jobs, their businesses. It's quite an amazing thing. And it's an honor to see that strength in our nation, an honor to see that strength around the world. Men, you're not off the hook, just so you're clear. Just because you got this day taking care of your beautiful wife or your mom, you're not off the hook. I'll get back to you later. We will talk about not getting off your fanny and fighting this fight. But women, this is your day. So let us celebrate it and let us honor it for all that it is. What a beautiful, beautiful time and a beautiful day to reflect truly on one of God's great gifts, and to bring children into the world and nurture them. What a beautiful thing. So let's read a little verse here. I think, you know, I've been talking the last couple of days about music. And music is such a powerful thing in terms of healing the soul. And like my mom loves to listen to music. She has music going all the time, and it's wonderful because it creates an amazing atmosphere in the home. Music is part of us. And I just want to read here Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord on all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Let us completely celebrate the power of music on this day as well. This is, for me, moms represent a lot of the healing in the house. When you're a kid, what happens when you're outside and, you know, you're playing and you stumble and you get a little scratch and all of a sudden it's, as you're a kid, you think it's the end of the world. And you have to run in and get a Band-Aid or something. And you know, you're just certain as a little child you're going to lose a leg or something. You know, it's like a little tiny scratch or something. But it's always moms that are there to nurture that and to tend to it. And that strength of the mom is there to raise you up and remind you to get back out there. And, you know, of course, half the time it's the, can I have a cookie or something? You know, this child's always got a good bargaining thing going on. And there's moms again, you know, that's helping through that point. And the strength of a mom is always that point of always putting limits. So, yeah, here's a cookie. Now, feel better? Yes. And it's that nurturing and away you go. So moms are about nurturing and healing. And right now we need a lot of nurturing and healing. This nation has been suffering a great deal of pain over these last few years, in particular this last year of this crazy war that's been waged on humanity. And they're going right to the core of everything these days. And it's very sad what they're trying to attack. We're going to need a tremendous amount of prayers for the many. There's going to be this evilness that's in the world wants to strip away the right to be a mother. They want to steal it from you. They want to destroy it in a way that it can't be repaired. And that sickens me. As the male part of that equation, it more than sickens me. I'll pick up a sword and I'll fight to my death to protect, to ensure that that will never happen. And in the swords that we wield these days, it is much the sword of the spirit. And that is as it should be. Because while women are on the front line of this, men, we have that role, that amazing role to protect the nurturing side of the family and to protect the beauty of what the wives and the mothers bring to this world. So it's something that, in a role sense, we are in a role shift and we have to reclaim it. And men, we have that role as well. But on this day as well, what an amazing day to celebrate that. An amazing day to celebrate this, the family and what the family unit is intended by God. So it's equally a day to sing praises to the Lord for all that is done. And in that, we have to remember the power of music. Scripture speaks regularly of speaking and singing to the Lord. And to give that praise to him in a way that's bigger than us. We've forgotten so much in the teachings of this and of the dilution of teachings in faith, the importance of singing, the importance of hymn, the importance of playing music. It's a day where, or in this day where we are, we have become dependent on the corporate model of music. And what does that look like? It means that our music isn't created anymore in the household. Our music is imported, as was TV. Now it is imported through our phones, and it's imported through our laptops and iPads and tablets. I'm not criticizing the idea of having music in the house. Trust me, music is important. But we need to also have that strength and that power to create music. That means creating music from our soul, which is singing, like in Him. And it means playing music. And it's something to think about, because I think what has happened to a lot of folks is that there has been a hesitancy to want to express our joy and our love of life and love of God through music for a variety of reasons. It's, I'm not good enough. I don't play like that person. I don't sing well. Well, to begin with, things don't typically just happen. A few people are gifted with that, but all those things take practice. And it is also the idea that even in our private moments, if we're humming or just singing, we're letting the Lord know our praise, and we're doing so. We're bringing an amazing, beautiful resonance, and we have to evolve those skills and those gifts and talents within us, and they take many different forms. Not everybody's going to be a singer. We know that. You can go around and listen to somebody, but I have to say this, though. The beautiful thing about singing is you'll run into people that will sing. They're kind of off tune, and it's like, oh, it's kind of hard, but they're joyous. They're happy. So I think I give them a lot of credit. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. So just enjoy that expression. And so I'm going to put a challenge out to the mothers today. A challenge for you, a challenge for your families, because you are the nurturers. And that challenge is this: bring music into your home. And do so and encourage your children, encourage your husband, and lead with yourself to not only bring music in, but to create music in your home. Find an instrument that you can play. Sing if you can. And I encourage that to come back in. You're the moms. You have the household, and you can lead some of this. And it's important to bring that nurturing into the home, into the living space of where God should be the strongest, which is our home. Let us do that in a way that it elevates the children, it elevates those that visit, it elevates the relationship with your husband, it elevates the relationship with your parents, however that is, that it brings up that resonance and knowing that there's joy being created for many, many days and weeks and years to come through the creation of music and God's resonance within the home. That's one of the most powerful things about music, is that it is God's resonance. It's not just ourselves. So it's a way to continue that healing well beyond the Band-Aid when we get the scratch outside, or well beyond the stresses that are in the home. It's always about calming and bringing in healing into the center point of the home. And as we do that, we can truly continue to strengthen God at our center point in the home. It is so important. And in that role as the woman, in nurturing those places within the home, it's a very powerful gift that you're given in the family and in the relationship to your children, in the relationship to people in life. It's definitely something to nurture. It's definitely something to celebrate. And it's definitely something to give praise to constantly in our days. This day in which we live, and we really get down to what this evil is trying to do. Like I said, it's attacking fertility in the world. It's one of its center points it's trying to destroy. It's fertility. That is the gift that God gave us as people, as humans, gifting that balance with the caring and nurturing of the children to the women and the partnership which we carry in marriage. And, of course, the way the cabal is now and what they're trying to do is to destroy that in such a way that all that is left is the worship of the state, and that the family is broken, and that we're drifting individuals without any way to reproduce, subject to their whims, subject to their rules, subject to their tyranny. And sadly, we have so many broken families in this nation at this time as well. So many children that have not grown up in a full family. That is not a burden. if you're listening today and you're in a family that's a split family, that's not a judgment on you, so please don't take it that way. It's a challenge, and those mothers that are lifting up their kids as a single parent, we honor you and bless you today on that as well. It's a challenging time. And for fathers that are in a similar role, it's not, you know, this isn't a celebration of you today, but it's an acknowledgement, the fact that there's a challenging and difficult role as we go forward here in raising children as a single parent. So I think what we also need to put prayers for is praying for the healing of the family. It's not an easy place. These are not easy walks. And they're heavy. They were never intended that we have single parents. But God is with us in all these things. And as we put prayers to it, God heals and does things in amazing ways. What we have to be striving for is not ourselves, but now, but the next generations to come. And to put aside any sort of frustration or anger that we may have with a previous relationship, if that's what has caused the problem, if you've been abused or damaged by a relationship in a deep way, we need to find prayer and strength in Christ to heal that. And in so doing, to step away from that violence of whatever fashion, verbal or physical. It's an unacceptable part in a relationship. And it's something that I don't think enough, we call it out enough. I don't think we identify the violence, these violences that are extolled on relationships enough. We try to kind of brush it aside. And sadly, too often, it's the women that are victims. So it is not a... We need to nurture and build life. We need to nurture and build love. And that's what the family is about. It's not about dominating one or the other. It's about a partnership, a beautiful partnership in this walk, an incredible partnership. Not everybody works well together. Unfortunately, we end up in relationships that sometimes just don't work. But when you're around examples like my parents, who have been together for, I think it's over 55 years now. And I may have miscounted that one. It is an amazing thing to witness. It's an amazing, in fact, I think it's close to 60 years. It's an amazing thing to witness what they've all done. And it's a rare thing in this day and age, which is a sad statement to culture, but it's equally a beacon to put out there of what is possible if two people commit to one another. So on this day, as we celebrate our moms, as we celebrate the nurturing of our families, as we celebrate the love that keeps our families together, let's also celebrate the joy of God in our lives, the joy of God in our families, and the power that is in healing and bringing our families together. Let's keep God at the center of all things and strengthen those relationships, strengthen the families. And let's celebrate that in the many ways that we can. So again, my challenge today to women all over is step out and lead now again. In this war where you seem to be on the front lines of all things, step out and lead again by bringing music into your home. Bring singing and praise into your home. Bring the creation of music into your home. Make sure you shut off that brain box and bring the sound of music into your home. Let those resonances fill your home. Let the power of that beautiful sense of music touch our souls and heal us and give us strength each and every day. Those are an amazing challenge to put out there, that the more families that can take the lead there to begin spending some time each and every day in whatever small form, to create music, to celebrate God's love through music in Him, to do these things over and over. We are creating something bigger than ourselves. We're strengthening the family. We're pushing that music out into the world. We're creating the joy in the hearts of all of those in our family and around us. And in so doing, we're literally walking a path where we are healing the world by our very presence and God's gift to us in the power of faith. It's such a glorious time for all of that. John 4:23-24. But the hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Let us worship in spirit and truth. Let us carry that sense of joy in our hearts at all times. Let us raise up the power of what it is to have nurturing in our home. That's the gift that God gave us through women. And it's a joyous time on Mom's Day to celebrate that and to remind ourselves. And now just a few words here for those that don't have children, for those that are perhaps even alone. Hear these words, please. You're a woman. You were there here for this many reasons, and however you nurture in many ways. You're just equally honored, because this is a day that we have to celebrate the gift of what it is to be a mother. And it is a time to celebrate the gift of being in this world as a woman and as a mother, because nurturing comes in other ways, and the nature of the woman is to nurture. When we meet people that are, we find many people out here that are nurturing powerfully in the world and bringing and helping those to raise up, to lift up, to be strong. So a hat tip to all of that is there and all those that are there. Don't feel excluded on this day. In fact, hold it in your heart that God gave you something amazing. And in doing so, honor that through God and feel the glory of what it is, that the gifts that he's given you. So Patriots, a wonderful day. I hope you have a beautiful day with your families, a beautiful day, whatever you're doing, to celebrate mothers as we should, as we need to, as we must. Our nation is going to be rebuilt on the foundation of strong families with strong moms that can raise children and to bring this back. This is the turning point we're at, and there's going to be a lot of pain in the coming months as we come to healing much of this damage that this war has waged upon our society. We're going to need many moms in many fashions and many roles to give that nurturing strength, that prayer. We'll get to it on Father's Day, men, what we got to do. So buckle up, because you're not off the hook. But on this day, we're celebrating the power of nurturing and healing. And let us give strength to that. Men, let us give us protection to that. And in all, let us make the first step that we can on this day and proclaim this a day to begin healing this nation. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We are honored by all that you give, and humbled by the gift of birth and the gift of nurturing that you've given us in this world through women and through moms. And we're blessed for all of those that are out there that have given themselves to that beautiful nurturing, to raise up children, to strengthen families, to be that foundation, that part of joy within the home. Psalm 59:16, but I will sing of your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning. You have been my defense and my refuge in the day of my trouble. Let the strength of your love, Lord, anchor itself within our homes. Let it shine beautifully and powerfully as it nurtures and protects each of our homes and gives that strength to each of the moms out there that are nurturing that and protecting those families from within. May we walk beautifully in this world as pairs, as couples, not as one over the other. For those that are walking singly in their homes with or without children, may the glory of your love find their way into their heart and to give them a reminder of the gifts that you have given them in the strength and in nurturing to heal. Because in this coming time, Lord, we know that we will need many healers. And may they rise, may they be strengthened, and may they be graced by your glory, your love, and most ultimately, the healing and joy of Christ within their heart. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So Patriots, I wish you all a very happy day, a very blessed Mother's Day to all of our mothers out there, all of our women out there. It's a beautiful day to be in this world. It's a beautiful time to be alive. As difficult as these times are, never forget that we are all here for a reason. We've been called to this time and place for a reason. And as we look across this amazing land and we realize across the world as well what it's going to take to bring us back together, it's going to be centered on a place of nurturing, healing, and love. That's interesting because it kind of sounds like we need a whole bunch of moms. So mothers unite. It's like Wonder Twins. Connect your rings and zap. Here we go. Wonder Twins, mothers unite. So let's keep the head up and the eyes forward. Never give in to evil, ever. Never bow. Press into this fight and keep on going. This is a glorious, glorious time. A time that we all must come together. A time that we all must pray for healing. A time that we must empower our families. A time that we must bless our homes. God will never forsake us. He never leaves us. He's given us everything we need to win this fight and to occupy this land. Let us occupy this land with healing and love. Let us occupy this land with nurturing and the blessings that all that God's given us for that. And on this day, let's celebrate the gift of motherhood and what it does for our world. And in the end, God definitely wins without any question. Let's be there with him. So I'll see you this evening for Expedition Cafe. That's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Happy Mother's Day. And out for now.
With the night.